All right. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Purium Lifestyle Call. My name is Mary Kay Mullally, and it's my pleasure to be hosting the call tonight for David Sandoval, our owner and founder. So, Dave, I'm going to go ahead and turn over to you, and then I'm going to try and get those beeps off. So, please, Dave, go ahead.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval, and I want to confirm that you could hear me well. So, Mary Kay, if you could confirm that you guys could hear me.
Yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear, Dave. I'm in the back office, and it says there's no beeps going on, but there are. So I'll handle that. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, once again, do you want me to turn those off, or do you got it?
Yeah, go ahead if you can, Dave.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid I was unable to do that.
Okay, I'll handle it, Dave. Go ahead. You go ahead. I'll figure it out.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And I have a great evening. It is 3 o'clock in the morning for me. I am calling you from the great city of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, also known as Holland. Sort of strangely, the people here are also known as the Dutch. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I have had an amazing opportunity to go to Europe and meet with our top people there. I had an incredible event. Hundreds of people showed, and they showed a lot of enthusiasm as well. Now we're off to Cardiff in the United Kingdom, and we are going to be having our first ever and annual UK event. Looking very forward to meeting a enthusiastic and incredible group of people. So if you know people in those in that area in the UK, be sure to let them know you've got something going on, and they're going to want to potentially come and see exactly what is going on. Again, my name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. We are very, very proud of what we do. We are in the sort of the business of making the world better, as opposed to making a living. We're making a difference. And that is something we could be very, very proud of. We are in countdown to convention as well. Countdown to convention, less than 100 days, less than 90 days, just about 80 days, I think, until convention, maybe even less than that. What's our official countdown? We've got the first week of August, and we're already in June. So we're just about to be at the mid of June. So June, July, August, we've got about 60 or less days left the convention. I hope that you have gotten your ticket. I hope you plan to be there. If not, there still is time, but don't waste, because, again, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Sitting down in the lobby of my hotel where they decided to start waxing the floors. So I'm going to move down a little bit and remind you that this is your important time, and I am extremely flattered that you have taken a moment to spend it with me. I do not take that for granted. I truly appreciate you for being here, and I don't want to waste your time. So I hope I'm going to be able to give you some really nice insights into some subjects that I have been asked to share. Now, the first one, of course, is an understanding of how a green juice can be alive once it's been converted into a powder. So how is it that a juice that you juice and then turn into a powder can still be the same months later, even years later, still have the same nutrient quality, still have the same life force, still have the same prana, still have the same benefit to the body as it would have in if it were practically fresh? And so that's important to me. It should be important to you. And so without further ado, I would like to share that important insight here tonight. We also have, by the way, our winners of our Turn Back the Clock contest that Mary Kay is going to be announcing, as well as our, I believe, winners, potentially, of our free tickets to convention. So we'll be getting to that in just about a few minutes from now. So stay tuned and call people if you know them and let them know to get on this call as well. So the question is, how is it that we can produce 100% pure, certified organic, raw green juice powders when no one else in the world could do so? And the reason is because of the incredible imitation of nature. So again, I want you to remember that the solid portion, meaning the portion of a juice, that if you take away all of the moisture, what would be left? So if you took orange juice and took away all of the water, what would be left? Well, the essence of the juice. If you took apple juice and took away all of the water, well, what would be left? The essence of the apple. Now, if there was fiber in it, that would be different, but there's no fiber in this. This is nothing more than the nutritional essence of the plant without moisture and without fiber. That is incredible. Now, there was a time when I worked for a Japanese pharmaceutical company, and they were drawing barley green juice, into powder, and they were claiming it was 100% pure, organic, and raw, and I believe them. Unfortunately, upon testing it, it turns out that it was probably 30 to 40% maltodextrin. It was definitely not organic because it had chemicals in it from herbicides and pesticides from agriculture. And probably worse than that, in my mind, is they had even lied about keeping it raw. There were no enzymes that indicated that the product was processed without heat. Now, when a product is dried without heat, so long as it is done properly, then the enzymes should be retained. And this had none. So becoming extremely disappointed at their lack of, forthrightness, shall we say, I decided to take matters into my own hands and start this company based upon a technology that did something that no other company was ever able to do. Now, the reason they were using maltodextrin is because it is a dissolvable solid that they could put into the liquid, and when they dry it, there would be more dry solids. So it's a dissolvable solid. It goes into the liquid as a solid. It then dissolves into the liquid, and when you dry the liquid, that solid then comes out as part of the essence with the plant. Now you have the plant essence plus whatever, soluble solid they put into it before they dried it. If that makes any sense, that's called a binding and a carrying agent. We wanted to make juice without binding and carrying agents, and we worked very, very, very hard to find a processing partner who would take direction from us and actually achieve and deliver that to us. Well, there was a twist of fate, you might say, that brought us to the point of having that opportunity. That it was all driven by the observation of nature. Remember that the original scientific theory is observation and validation. While this may not seem a fascinating subject, I tell you it really is, because for the first time in history, we were able to offer a 100% pure, raw, vegan source of green food nutrients from wheatgrass, barleygrass, oatgrass, and other vegetable powders without the use of heat or binders, fillers, and excipients. Really incredible, a huge leap forward in science, a huge leap forward for mankind, and is the beginning step of what we call the most efficient delivery system of food in the history of the world. It starts with the ability to take an acre or two or 1,000 and to harvest that, take the greens from that field, juice them, take all of the fiber away, and then dry them, taking all of the moisture away without harming the delicate nutrients that would be left behind. And so this is our secret. This is our key as to how it is that these nutrients come to be so delicately preserved. Now, again, as I said, it is through nothing short of the observation of nature. Now, the original scientific theory was observation and validation, as I said. But today, scientists are interested in creation and self-glorification. Creation and self-glorification, not observation and validation. Not, I see this happening in nature. I think I know why. Here's my theory on that. I'm going to test my theory. Yes, I'm right. That's the way science is supposed to be. But instead, they're trying to genetically manipulate things and create these Franken foods, and they call that science. That's disgusting. It really is. It really, really is. Well, I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you that when it comes to dried food, there is nothing that could and will ever surpass our ability to preserve those delicate nutrients that are found in those plants, the ones that go to your body after you chew and swallow. And remember, because they're raw, they have not been degraded by heat like so many other plants have. Now, again, it was simply by observing nature that we were able to discover this incredible new technology. And let me tell you a little bit about how that observation took place. See, first of all, we have a basic situation where you have a liquid, and in that liquid is a very small amount of solids, very small amount of nutrients, that when you remove all the moisture, it's less than 3%, in some cases less than 2% of the total volume of 100 pounds, if you would, 100 gallons, if you would, it would only be 2 gallons at the end left in the form of a powder. That's a very small percentage. And so because of that, other companies add these binders and stretchers and flow agents. We don't do that. And as sort of the end game, we're able to accomplish something nobody else has. Well, here's how we figured that out. There was a really brilliant man sitting by the ocean watching these giant waves crash onto these giant rocks. And when the giant waves crashed onto the giant rocks, a giant spray went up in the air. And as he could see the sunlight cutting through, he saw a little misty water evaporate in midair and salt crystals falling back into the ocean or onto the rocks. Now, as the waves crashed and the wind blew and the sun flared, this amazing chemical reaction took place right in front of his eyes. The salt crystals were formed in air that couldn't be more than 60, 70, or 80 degrees. And yet, it evaporated completely and left behind the delicate essence of salt. There's entire companies set up in Japan and Hawaii that go out and they gather this salt off of the rocks and they sell it for a premium because it's an amazing type of salt. So what he learned from that observation is that you could take the solids out of liquid very easily if you have the right conditions. And you could do it very gently at a low temperature, again, when these proper conditions are available or when the proper conditions are present, as they are at the beach on certain days when those waves crash on those rocks and the spray shoots in the air, and that air evaporates before it hits the ground. And the result is that the salt that was in the salt water as it evaporates suddenly becomes free of the water. And he called that dried salt, instantly dried, air-dried salt. Now, what does that mean to us? What did we learn from that? If you stick around, we're going to tell you, but right now we're returning you to the host of this show, or the MC at least, Mary Kay McKay, and she's got winners for you, winners to announce. Now, remember, if you can hit *6 only if your name is announced so we can acknowledge that you are here. And Mary Kay, are you standing by?
I am standing by, Dave, and so are we going to do the turn back the clock contest first or the convention ticket?
I will leave that executive decision to you.
All right. Well, let's announce the winners of the free convention ticket first, and then we can do the other one after. So, we have the lucky winner of a free convention ticket for LEAP 2016. Our first winner is Jeff Brown, a Green Diamond out of Ontario, Canada. Jeff Brown, are you on the line tonight? *6 to unmute yourself. Jeff Brown?
I'm here.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations. Welcome.
Thanks,
and so glad that you're on the line tonight. Congratulations, awesome. You've won a free convention ticket. So, Jeff, would you quickly share with us who you enrolled last week and give us a 30-second bar on who you enrolled last week?
Sure. It's a friend of mine from my son's hockey team, actually. I spend a lot of time with hockey families as a hockey trainer. And so they hear a lot about Purium. And as I heard last night on the call, you know, when you put it out there, eventually people start thinking about it. And if they don't come back to you right away, eventually they do. And that's what happened here.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, congratulations. As you know, you're going to have a refund for your convention ticket price. And keep on going out there and being awesome and giving to people. So thanks very, very, very much, Jeff.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
All right, and if you could press star 6 to remute yourself. Dave Sandoval, do you want to talk a little bit more, and then we'll announce the Turn Back the Clock contest winner.
That sounds like the perfect idea. We just have about 6 more minutes left in this little part, and then we'll turn it back over to you. And I want to remind everybody that we are reviewing, and thank you so much. Congratulations to our winner. It's really great that you were on the line. And what I would like to do is ask everybody to just imagine that we built a tower a couple hundred feet tall first, then we made it all about 100 feet tall and realized that was a little too tall. Now it's about 75 feet tall. So the 75-foot tower, it's about the size of an 8-story apartment building. And inside that chamber, inside that tower, at the very top is a spray nozzle that creates a very fine mist. And at the bottom is a fan that creates an updraft of air. That air is purified, and it's about 75 to 80 degrees. Now, as the mister at the top begins to spray green juice into the air in a super fine mist, much like the foam coming off of the rocks of the waves, then the updraft of the air and the juice is cold. The juice is about 60 degrees. The air is about 75 degrees. And as the warmer air begins to pass through the cooler mist of the little green juice, then the powder is the result. The water evaporates in the rising warmer air. The weight of the particle continues to fall. And as it falls through the atmosphere, if you would, like a meteor falling, all of the water evaporates off. And as the water evaporates off, we then gather up with vacuum the delicate essence that's left behind. This is a phenomenal process that allows us to do it at a temperature low enough to preserve the enzymes and to stop the protein from being damaged. And this is something that's more important, if you would, better than any other company has ever done it, that any other manufacturer has ever done it. In fact, all of the other companies use maltodextrin or synthetic tapioca starch and on and on. And while there may not be nothing wrong with some of the things that they have in there, most of the things they have in there are things that I just wouldn't want to put into my body. So the bottom line is that we have the purest, 100% pure, 100% organic, 100% raw, 100% green juice powder, like nothing anybody's ever seen before. Now remember, studies have just come out, studies have just been released that are phenomenal, that are life-changing, that show that when eating green vegetables, nothing more than eating green vegetables on a regular basis, we create such a powerful flora. That means the friendly bacteria that live in your body. The green vegetables feed and promote the most powerful flora that could live in your body. Think people take Acidophilus or other probiotics. Well, this is the ultimate probiotic created by your body, fed by green food. And after just weeks of taking a green food, scientists showed that the amount of friendly bacteria in the gut was so powerful that it had pushed out all of the disease-causing bacteria and fungus and viruses and yeast and mold, etc. So the most powerful way to build an antibiotic, the most powerful way to make sure that you are not infected by some type of a foreign body is to keep your hands clean, of course, to keep your environment free of germs whenever possible, but more importantly, to build this incredibly powerful internal immune defense system, better than any drug you could imagine. Now, I noticed that it's about 3:21, and I'll be quite honest with you guys, I am just barely sitting up here. So I'm going to ask your permission to allow me to turn this call back over to the incredible and amazing Mary Kate. We'll call you. We'll give the winners of the next contest. That's going to take her about 5 to 6 minutes. I respectfully, I'm going to ask you to say your hui hos, your arrivederci's, your au revoirs, and your goodbyes to me now. Wish me luck in my future travels as I'm headed to Cardiff by the Sea in the United Kingdom, in Wales as it is. Don't say England, they will not be happy. But going to Wales, I'm very excited about it. Again, my name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, doing my best to spread the word everywhere I can, any way I can, and so absolutely flattered and thrilled that you are here with me tonight. God bless. And
Good night, Dave. And thank you so much. I know it's 3 a.m. for you, so thank you very, very much. Good night, Dave. All right, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. 3 a.m. All right. Well, that was some incredible information that Dave shared on, you know, what makes our powders live and raw. I'm always fascinated by, you know, the lengths to which our owners and founders go to deliver us the best of the best and, you know, nutrition in a way that we don't even think about it. So many, many thanks and blessings and kudos to Dave Sandoval for the information he shared. And so we're going to transition to announcing the winner of the Turn Back the Clock competition, Turn Back the Clock contest. So our first place winner, who is going to receive a $250 gift certificate for Purium products, is Malay Huddy. Malay, are you on the line? If so, press *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, Mary Kay. Yes, I am.
Yay! So happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. That's so awesome. Thank you.
Malay, if you would share quickly with everybody, you know, what your transformation was, you know, what was it that you submitted that had you win the contest?
I did a submission of a photo of myself 10 years ago when I was on a trip in Alaska, and to up to date, it was last month that I took that picture. And it was a 10-year difference, and you could totally see, like, in my face, my skin, just how I feel mentally, too, and just everything. Purium has been heaven sent, and prayers answered.
Wow. Well, Minnie, I know you have been through a huge transformation, and you continue to live the Purium lifestyle every single day. And I know that you're out there inspiring a lot of people, hundreds if not thousands of people, from you taking yourself on. And so thank you for the courage that it took to submit that picture from 10 years ago. And congratulations again on the win. So $250 in Purium products, girls. So that's just awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, Amy, Purium, everyone, and you, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Awesome, Malay. Great. I'm so glad you're on the phone. And we have 5 second place winners who are going to be able to receive their choice of one of our green drinks. So you'll get the details, the Power Shake, Kamut, Barley Greens, Best of Greens, More Greens, Scoop of Greens, or Power of 10 Veggies. So a nice little prize for 5 people. So I'm going to announce the 5 second place winners are Andre Marshall, Austin Brockway, Kirsten Brown, Lynn Dixon, and Sylvia Valdez. Congratulations to all 5 of you for being second place winners in the Turn Back the Clock contest. So tomorrow, everybody, there's going to be an email blast with your stories going out. So look out for that. And congratulations again, everybody. And so with that, we're going to wrap up our Purium Lifestyle call. I want to thank everybody for taking time out to be on the call. And remember, tomorrow night we have our Purium overview call at the same 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Hawaii time. If you have anybody that would like to learn more about our Purium products or our gift card marketing, feel free to bring them onto the line. I will actually be hosting that call in place of David Litt, who is in the United Kingdom with David Sandoval, and we're going to have two awesome guests. So look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow if you are on that call. So good night, everybody. Have an awesome night. Bye-bye.